All right, after the closing jingle this week, we've got a couple interviews. Keith Urban came on the show to talk about the new album, High. And then Parker McCollum dropped in and talked about his new song, What Kind of Man. So after the closing jingle, we'll have both of those for you.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
Getting closer. Episode
489. 489.
11 more. 11 more, and then we hit 500.
That's
crazy.
And yeah, that's rare, too, man.
Most podcasts worldwide, most podcasts never get past 10 episodes.
Yep.
489. That's great.
Listen, everyone who's listening is like, I wish y'all couldn't just stop it, too. Y'all just kept kicking this horse. Yeah, we did.
We did, and kept going.
Still kicking.
I do want to show or share this from the Emmys takeaway the other night.
Jelly roll.
That's our goal this week. They were doing the In Memoriam, and it just sounded so great to have this, I don't know, I think she was AI. I really do. The most boring voice ever. And now to memorize and memorialize those that we have lost this year.
Jelly roll.
Yeah. Carson, why don't you do that? You could have done that.
But I mean...
Did you hear her? Was she AI or was that...
No, that's a legit person. I think I follow her on Instagram.
Do you follow a bunch of voiceover people?
I try to, yeah.
Who's your favorite?
I mean, no disrespect then to the real person.
I don't know that I really have a favorite. I think I try to listen to people and see how they do things differently than maybe I would have interpreted something. But I'm kind of a one-trick pony.
Well, no,
I sound
not.
Like this.
You do books, though.
Yeah, but they're all pretty straightforward.
Oh, you're not doing novels? You're doing like...
No, I haven't done
anything. You don't do acting? You don't do voices?
I can do some acting, but I'm not great at voices. I'm not great at accents. I'm sure if I worked at it, I could be, but...
I think the best voiceover person, a guy anyway, is... Oh, man.
George Guidall.
Who's that? I don't know that
That's
one.
The guy who did the Mitch Rapp books, I think. I think that's his name.
No, he's good. He is good. No, it's the guy who did the Carson. It's a crime. It's a crime series.
Oh, the guy who would talk.
Yeah. City Confidential.
Paul
Winfield.
Paul Winfield. Yeah, he was awesome.
Okay, when you asked if I had a favorite, that guy was my favorite.
Yeah, he's my favorite.
Nope.
Okay. I'm going to go, while you guys are looking for that, I'm going to look up George. I have some George Guidall talking.
In that framework, I try to bring an immediacy.
Dude, this guy could read anything.
And that's a very important
And I would go to sleep so well.
In bringing an immediacy to one who is listening.
It's great because he acts and does all the different accents and male and female and all that. And you're just like, how does one person get you lost?
Do all of that. I don't, because also when it comes to women, it's a little bit different because there's so many different types of, I mean, men have it too, but there's the amount of auditions I see. We're looking for a Scarlett Johansson. Shut up.
The girl
Shut
who
up.
Did, there was a lady who did the Hunger Games books. Mm. That was really good.
Yeah.
And I think it was the same one who did the Twilight books as well. That's right. I read all
listen
of those
to.
With my ears.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I don't listen to a ton of novels. I listen to more true crime audiobooks or more the author reading their own kind of autobiographical stuff.
I like that sometimes, but a lot of times the author is a terrible reader.
Yeah.
There's one guy, a Navy SEAL guy, that wrote a book about being a good dad or something like that. Mm. And the guy, I saw him in an interview, and he was really a good speaker. Very, very clear and whatever. The guy that read his book, however... was all over the top like that. And it was really hard to read. And it was this and that. And I'm going, man, you're trying to sound way tougher than you need to. Because the guy, like I said, the actual author was a very good speaker.
Yeah,
and didn't talk like that.
Yeah, I just got turned down for an audiobook
that
I auditioned for. Thank you. I was in the top two, but obviously I was second. But they told me that the person they went with sounded more like the author, they felt. And they thought it would be easier for a promotional standpoint. And while they really did like my voice, they liked my take on it. But this person just sounded more like her. And I go, and that's what's actually good about voiceovers is there's been a few times where I've seen commercials that I've auditioned for and somebody else got them. And I said, oh, yeah, okay, I can see why they went with them. So it's okay. Because it's so subjective.
Yeah.
And there are times that I've landed jobs and I'm like, y'all picked me?
Ooh. Raising Men, by the way, is the name of the book. It's from fathers to sons, life lessons from Navy SEAL training. Eric Davis is the guy who wrote it. And I'm telling you, it's really, really good. If you're a dude dad and you have a son that you're raising, it's really good. I mean, you may or may not learn anything, but the point is it's nice to hear some reminders.
I do watch those award shows, though, and occasionally I will, if I'm by myself, I will start emulating what I hear just to see if I could do that. You know, like
I thought you meant there's award shows for narration.
There are VO awards. I certainly am not in that realm, but yeah. There's awards for a friend of mine. Her commercial. Do you know there's commercial Emmys? Mm-mm. People get Emmys for commercials. A friend of mine was nominated. She's a VO actress. And she's spectacular. And she got nominated. Her commercial was nominated for an Emmy. So she's Emmy nominated.
Wow.
I know, right? Like, super fancy. I'm like, look at you. I mean, we are too, though. We're Emmy nominated because Music's Greatest Mysteries was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, don't think that's not on my bio.
Wow. You have Emmy nominated?
Sure.
You might as well. Wow. You might as well. Look, I mean.
Okay.
It's all a game, right? It's all spin. When
it's
you're,
all spin.
Somebody was like, hey, would you speak on a panel? Sure. Can you give us a bio? Absolutely. ACM winner and CMA nominee Carson, part of the Emmy nominated series. Like, I mean, it's all right. Like, no, this is a girl who sits in her house on the weekend and looks up prices of vintage T-shirts on eBay.
That's the beauty of the complexity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I wish I could think of that guy's name. I want to say his first name is Paul. Oh. And he has that real easygoing voice style.
I know who you're talking. It's like,
and he did crime. It was a crime show that I thought it was on CNBC, but maybe not. It was out. It's older.
I still think he's you're thinking away. Of Paul Winfield.
Paul, is that who I am?
Yeah, I think that's who you're thinking
Yeah,
of.
City Confidential. I feel
the
like
voice
what
that we always
about.
Make fun of. We always talk about the guy who kind of talks like this.
Yeah,
and Martha thought she was alone that night. She was not alone.
Paul is just so, also, I mean, voiceover, yes, but he also was such really engaging in storytelling. And
see, the one I have, it's this black actor guy.
Oh,
and
okay.
He's not. He's
that's not him. Okay.
No, he's this
maybe
older
white
guy.
Maybe it's not Paul. Maybe it's somebody else did City Confidential.
While you're looking up that, Ray Porter is the guy that also I like.
In order to fulfill that obligation lawfully, this manuscript
I know this doesn't
was
sound
submitted
like
to
much,
the DOD office of
but he does all the characters, and you know exactly who's talking. You don't even need to know what character he's portraying because he's able to read the book so
Paul
well.
Paul Winfield is definitely who I'm thinking of. There was a Keith David.
Yeah,
on
Keith
City
David. Yeah, and Keith David's great.
Yeah, he only did 1 year. And then Mike Coulter, because I guess they revived City Confidential? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I liked the old episodes, though.
So, Bubba, this is the Paul Winfield.
Yeah, okay. You're sending it to
yeah,
me?
Yeah, I got to you.
Okay. Is this him?
This is not him, no. But this is who you guys were talking about.
This is not him.
No, you'll hear it. But
Archer City, Texas.
Yeah.
One of the classic American small towns.
Yeah, that's not the guy.
Oh, I love this guy.
Archer City was a setting for the last picture show.
Is he drunk?
The book and movie.
He's got a little slur on.
Small town.
He's a little like this.
That is the second most Googled thing on City Confidential. I was like, City Confidential narrator. City Confidential narrator drunk.
It does kind of sound like
Archer City, Texas. One of the classic American small towns.
You listen to that
Archer
first line.
City
you're like,
was a setting for
about
the last
drop.
Picture
I know
show.
He's going to hit me with a twist. I know he is.
It sounds like
I love him.
What was the guy who used to the old voiceover guy.
Driscoll?
Mark Driscoll. Mark Driscoll would send you stuff. So Mark Driscoll, classic radio you know, avant-garde voiceover guy. He was crazy, man.
He would send
stuff. So we would get these reel to reels, and like, so he'll read a thing, Big D and Bubba, blah, 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 blah. And then he would just start going on these rambling rants. Well, one time Big D and Bubba, and he would start telling stories. One time Big D and Bubba were in a field surrounded by corn.
You know why, though, right?
And he would, why?
Because he was.
Oh, yeah, he was plastered.
Oh, he was coked.
He was
out.
Always plastered. So he would do these
the best
elaborate
artist, man.
Coke stories. And so we would turn those, we would take these dumb little stories and produce them.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
you'd hear,
it.
Big D and Bubba were being chased by dwarves and the troll man came up. He would do all these weird. Oh, you got one?
I sent you Mark's. It's a tribute, Mark Driscoll, the voice, Mr. Voice.
Oh, Mark Driscoll has actually sent me auditions before.
Is no test. This is the real thing.
Yeah, he runs some sort of company, and he had emailed me, I think, 2 or 3 times and said, hey, I think you'd be good for this. Can you send me an audition?
Mm-hmm.
And I never got it, but it's fine. But thank you for thinking of me, Mark Driscoll.
Yeah, he's passed away now, but he's...
Oh, okay, then it's somebody with his company, I guess.
There is another Mark Driscoll.
Okay.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's not,
maybe it's a different.
I don't know anyway.
Is it another voiceover person?
Yeah, I think they do. Yeah.
Radio Rehab. I'm Mark Driscoll. I like that company so much, I bought it.
It's the best.
When I did college radio, a dude I did a show with, his fraternity brother was this guy Chris, and we're all still really good friends, but Chris is like, oh, yeah, so you're in your radio. I mean, you would know who my father is. My father is Mitch Craig. And I'm like,
Oh, come on.
And I don't, I'm like, I'm in college. I don't know who Mitch Craig is. And then
you did or didn't?
I didn't. Because I was like, why would I know that? I do college radio. Oh. And yeah, Chris, Craig, and I are still very, like, we texted 3 days ago. But yeah, he had his dad produce an intro for my 80s hair metal show. And the problem is somebody came to me and they're like, you know, the problem is that everything else on the radio sounds like college, and then you got Mitch Craig to do your intro.
Yeah, Mitch Craig's so good.
Yeah, so good.
Well, I have some Mitch right here.
Oh, okay.
Central New York's only hit music station, WRCK, Utica, Roll, Rock 107.
Could you get your friend to maybe take Mitch Craig's voice and load it up to AI so we can have new Mitch Craig stuff out in the world?
I think he's still alive.
Mitch?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Mitch passed away, I thought.
Uh-uh. I'm not going to text Craig.
Oh, my gosh.
Chris and I talk about,
he's based in Memphis, right?
Yeah, I thought Mitch
passed away. Mm-mm. So he's still alive? I didn't know this.
I'm not going to text Chris because that feels wrong. Yeah. But,
hey, is your dad?
I'll be like, hey, in between our Striper conversations, well, by the way, is your dad dead? Like, that
I will
awful.
Say that I went to MitchCraig.com and it says the site can't be reached.
So, oh.
Yeah, perhaps.
Bubba, I sent you one of my favorite sports guy VO artists that you've probably heard and just had no idea who this guy is. His name is David Lee.
David Lee. All right, go on to it. And who is he?
He is the voice of Westwood One Sports.
Okay.
The wait is over.
Oh, I know him.
Yep. America's favorite sport returns. Your customers want it.
Come on. To the right.
Westwood One has it.
That's so great, man.
What is that like? Damn, like a voice. He used to do I would listen to him do motocross. I think he's
one. Yep.
Is he the one who did it for years?
Mm-hmm.
And he would be really bad. It was like overdone.
We'll sell you the whole. That's the we'll sell you the whole seat guy.
Nah, he may have used that line at some point, but boy, I really wish I could find that guy that I'm thinking of. Paul. Maybe it's not Paul. He did a crime narrated a crime series, and it wasn't City Confidential. Okay. It's not him, but he did.
Heartland Homicide? Murder in the Heartland?
Murder?
Southern...
Was it Peter Coyote?
Peter. No, it's Peter something. Peter... Is it Peter?
I want to say Peter Coyote was the guy.
Yeah, Peter Coyote's done a lot of the Ken Burns stuff.
Okay, I'm going to go to...
Yeah, see if this is him.
Come on.
He had as much... psychedelics is...
No, that's not...
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
Bobby, you'll know. But it's Peter.
It's not Peter Coyote. It's Pete. Yeah, you're right.
It's a.
And this that guy passed away. The one you're thinking of.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. It's gonna. It's Peter going, Thomas.
That's it. Yes. All right.
All right. Thank you. I think this is the bet for now. Different voices for different situations, of course. I think he is the best.
He was the guy who did the forensic files.
Okay, that's it.
Here we go. Hold on.
Hi, this is Peter Thomas here from Forensic Files, and you're listening to my good friend, Devin Stanley, on WNVA Radio.
Devin Stanley, whoever you are, you're a legend in my mind.
Yeah, his voice was. It's not the big deep thing. It's a very.
It's very unique.
Mitch Craig is indeed alive.
Oh, thank goodness!
I texted Chris and I said, "Hey, we're talking about your dad and listening to his old tapes." He goes, "I'll have to tell him. He'd appreciate it."
Hey!
I have confirmed.
Finessed that one.
Thank you, Jesus, for allowing Mitch Craig to still be on this earth.
And
he
Bubba,
is
I sent
legend.
You another one of a gentleman named Earl Mann, who's actually based.
Okay, hold on,
Toronto.
Wait. I do have some Peter Thomas. I want to share.
Like him produced?
Actually, yes.
If you're not careful and you no clip out of reality in the wrong areas, you'll end up in the back rooms. Where it's nothing but the stink of old moist carpet, the madness of mono yellow, the endless background noise of fluorescent lights at maximum humbuzz.
I'm sure, and he has passed away. Correct. Yeah. I don't want to call his family members, but I'm like that guy. Oh,
Mitch Craig. Mitch Craig used to be the voice of KDF in Nashville when it was rock. Mm-hmm. For a long time.
Mitch Craig was the voice of Q93 when I was a little kid.
Q93
is an urban station in New Orleans. Man. Nothing but jams.
Yeah, I remember I was working at a radio station a while back, and they had me filling in at the front desk, and I had to go through invoices, and I got a Mitch Craig invoice. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I don't know him, but I know his spawn.
So, did you say it in that voice when you opened it?
That'd that was my internal.
Your inner dialogue. Yeah.
Which one of you sent me this Earl Mann
thing? I did, yeah.
Okay, let's see.
It's got the flag. Start about 10 seconds in.
All right. Well, I'm a little past it.
I am your flag.
Oh, yes.
I've been kicked, trampled, burned, and shot full of holes.
That's the guy from Idiocracy.
Idiocracy.
That's the guy.
Also, David Letterman, NFL, Campbell's Soup.
Oh, is he the one who goes, it was a cold day and...
Well, John Facenda was the one that did that in NFL films way back in the day, and then Earl replaced John after John passed away.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
John Facenda, you said?
John Facenda.
Look for John Facenda. I'm going to listen to more of this guy. He's the guy who narrates
the
Idiocracy.
The frozen tundra of Lambeau.
There's a John Facenda AI voice.
I am your flag. I've been kicked, trampled, burned, and shot full of holes. I have fought battles, but I prefer the untroubled air.
President Camacho.
I am yours.
Yeah, that's Earl Mann. Oh, yeah. That's great. I don't think I've ever known his name. So that's cool. And I've often
his real name's actually Earl Zimmerman. Earl Mann is his.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his VO name.
This is John Facenda.
The Raiders now had a choice of two plans. They could fence and parry to protect their lead, or they could attack to destroy and demolish.
So they attacked.
The San Diego Chargers. While their offense flew on the wings of Mercury, their defensive line.
You know, I mean, we'll never have voices like that
again. We could be talking about the Battle of Waterloo, but no, this is a football game.
But no, it's just we're never going to experience voices like we did in the past because of one simple thing. Cigarettes. Mm. Everybody back in the day smoked. So by the time they were an adult, they all had these growly, gravelly, wonderfully beautiful voices.
So many people I went to college with smoked in our degrees because they wanted to be on TV, they wanted to be on the radio, and they made themselves smoke to get deeper.
All the great voices, I would say almost all the great voices were smoker voices, and that's because the smoke would damage
your
vocal cords.
Every other audition is like smoky, raspy, and I'm like, just say you want Kathleen Turner.
Yeah,
just say it.
What'd you find, D?
Oh, you kidding? The best.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, dude, we have Mitch Craig and confirmation that he's still alive.
Yeah. Good job, Carson.
All right. There you go.
Finesse that so well.
There's the best. Ernie? I just sent you the best.
Is it Ernie?
Yeah.
Saturday on the Love Boat.
What? Man.
Oh, you know who else was great, though, in a different, not low gravelly? It was the dude that did Behind the Music.
Okay, we'll remember find him.
Oh, yeah, more of a higher end voice, but really
but
good.
He was
if somebody
really
can find
good.
Him, we'll do yeah. that. But yeah. I want to talk about Ernie for a sec. Does anybody know who the guy behind the music was? Okay. This Ernie Anderson, the one Big D just sent over, he was the voice of ABC back in the day, and, you know, he did all this stuff. But if I'm not mistaken, before AI, when he passed away, they had so much tape of him talking that for a little while they were selling parts. So, like, you could say, okay, we're 103 the corn. And then what they would do is find, they had a database of all these things, and they would go and find him saying 103 the corn. And they would put it all together, and they would chop it up with sound effects and everything. 103 the corn. And it would be this guy's voice. And it was amazing. I'm glad we got that.
Saturday on the Love Boat.
The Love Boat. I tried to make it a little more lecherous than romantic, you know.
Listen to that guy. The face.
Listen to that guy. Oh, my gosh,
you can
man.
Only get that first thing in the morning, really late at night, or like you have to be a little hungover for that growl in your throat. Like for someone like me. With him, I was like, oh, congratulations on your talent or whatever you were born,
you're
with.
Born with.
Congrats on your smoker's voice.
So the gentleman's name is Jim Forbes, who is the voice of Behind the Music, and I'm going to send you a clip right here you can play from.
Now, also, these guys were making bang.
Oh, yes.
Also, where were the chicks, man? All we're doing is bringing up dudes. That's the thing. Like, where are the chicks? Sure.
Jim Forbes also did, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to introduce KC and the Sunshine
Band! Okay, let's see the, I don't want to play too much of that.
Harry Wayne Casey blasted onto the American airwaves in the fall of 1975 with
I don't remember this guy talking like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Every episode of Behind the Music. Yeah.
I always thought the Behind the Music guy had a deeper, bigger, smokery
voice. No, that was the
thing.
That's what made him stand out to me.
Invitation to.
Oh, that's him right there talking?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was.
Yeah, that was actually the clip from Behind the Music.
To the American airwaves in the fall of 1975 with a sexy invitation to just let go.
Look up How It's Made guy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So he stumbled into it. He didn't even do voiceovers. He was working on it for doing something in like video stuff, and they like needed someone to do like a little stand-in, like a you know, this is what it'll sound like in a demo.
Brooks Moore is his name,
and the producer was like, "Who is this guy? I really like him."
And he was just the stand-in.
He was just the stand-in, and then.
I had done voice work, started announcing horse shows, was on radio a little bit. And,
everything I just said is wrong.
and did different things. Well, the lore.
But it was
great.
Wow.
He might have been a scratch track, though, is what they call it, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think maybe that's what it was.
Let's see.
That he wasn't intended to be the voice.
Let's see if I can find some of the How It's Made.
Or undersized splints. The splints now reach the match dipping line, where the perforated steel match bar runs down an endless chain.
Maybe the best show on television, by the way.
It's so interesting because he almost has a little flaw.
He's got like a lisp.
There's something in there, but it makes it unique. It makes it better.
Yeah, it makes it him.
Yeah.
Makes it human.
A worker pours gelatin capsules over potassium chlorate. Gelatin serves as a binder for the match head compound. The worker adds hot water before he...
Yeah. That is a great show.
I mean, it really... I could watch... It's How It's Made is so great because, like, you know, they always do three different things, and you know you're going to like one of them. So you sit through the ones that you don't really like the most just to get to the part where they, you know, make, you know, Ferraris or whatever it might be.
So I've got a voice for you that may be not one of the best voices, but one of the most distinctive. I sent it to you on DM, and as soon as you see it, you'll know what it is.
I am, by the way, to everyone who is listening to this podcast, you have no idea how much we enjoy.
This is our geek.
This is our nerddom.
This is us completely nerding out.
Right.
Hi, Tom Baudet from Motel 6. Yeah, yeah. Sadly, some mushrooms spend their whole lives alone in the dark shedding spores. They never see the light. People, on the other hand, can see the light just by going to Motel 6. Don't be a spore-shedding fungus. See the light and save some
Who bucks. Is Tom Baudet? Like, wasn't he, like, just some, like...
Mitch
Dude?
Craig wants to listen to my stuff. I just got asked if I was sensitive.
Oh, are you kidding?
God.
What? Look at you, big timer.
Yeah. Okay. This makes this all worth
Man, are you kidding me?
Never mind me just side hustling over here.
What?
So no. Is Mitch's son married?
Yes, he's married, and they just had a baby. Oh. It's adorable.
Dang. Hey, what's the guy who did Power Pig?
Brian James?
Brian James. And also, who's the guy who did MTV? I feel like I'm trying to talk deeper.
I know, right? Like, suddenly I'm on display.
I know.
Who did MTV?
The guy who did
MTV. I don't know.
Brian James, though. Brian James also passed away.
Yeah, he passed away, too.
6KHQ, Northern Michigan's hit music station, wanted to send you to the Super Bowl. So we got online, booked a hotel in the Motor City, oops, and waited for the Lions to win. Devil oops. What are...
He's so good.
Brian was great. He did a lot of stuff for us back in the day too.
Yeah, did you guys know Malcolm? Did you ever work with Malcolm at your old joint?
No.
I hired him out of his company to do stuff for me at my old station. Just big, booming, great voice. And he'd be like, I'd send him things like, I need you to do, we have something with Shaman's Harvest. And he'd be like, Shaman's Harvest, Shaman's Harvest, Shaman's Harvest. Like, because tones. He just didn't know where to his credit, he'd be like, I don't know where the inflection is supposed to be. Instead of you sending it back, he would give you like 80 takes. It was fantastic. And really good, deep voice. And that was one you're like, you were born with this. Congratulations.
Here's one, Bob. I'm sending it to you. Oh, gosh,
we're so geeky.
So nerdy.
This is Don LaFontaine.
Oh,
Yes.
Not an actor. So to help tell her story, we hired that announcer guy from the movies.
When the storm hit, both our cars were totally underwater.
In a world where both of our cars were totally underwater...
You may not have seen him until this guy...
Didn't he pass away?
So when I was interning at Dateline, they did a feature story on him. And the whole thing was him getting limo service to every voice gig he did. And he would walk in, he did one read, and he did 30 seconds because he was that good. He was that much of a pro. He'd get back in the limo, and it just felt like... Are there supposed to be women in there? I don't know. He was just living this ultimate Hollywood lifestyle and just doing... By that, his voice.
Wow. Man, we were not blessed. Like, I mean, I'm just listening to myself talk right now, and I'm like, I'm kind of sad.
You know, but let's be honest, though. You're comparing to the best in the world at what they do.
Yeah.
Because, seriously, everybody on this broadcast, aside from Garrett, has a good voice.
Wow. Garrett has a good
has
voice.
A good voice.
Yeah, Garrett has a great voice.
I love you, Garrett. You don't have a good voice.
He does have a voice.
He has a voice.
No, it's good.
I have a voice. Not for radio.
Your personality, that's the thing.
Yeah, I mean...
Because even the world of
you
voiceover
You definitely have a
now,
generational voice, I'll say that.
Voiceover now is all about personality. It's not about... I mean, they still sometimes want a bigger booming voice, but for the most part, they are looking for... They want something that stands out. And because if everybody has the big booming voice, it all just becomes the same noise. So somebody like you actually could.
It is something that I didn't like plan for when I started this job is, A... speaking on the air, and once I started hearing my voice through the microphone, through my headphones, it's a weird experience.
Well,
it's not me.
It's the worst.
It is very weird when you hear your voice because you're just not used to it. You don't hear yourself. That's why we wear, part of the reason why we wear headphones is so we can hear what things actually sound like. Mm-hmm. And yeah, when you're not used to it, it's a little strange.
Also, we all had to get over it. For me, it was in college. When I started in college radio, I mean, you know, Dee's doing it since he was like 14 or 15. And those first couple of months, when you listen back to yourself, it's
so
cringy.
Bad.
You're like, it's even when people are like, wow, you sound good. Nobody likes to hear themselves.
It's also bizarre because I have a twin brother and we have the exact same voice. So I'm used to hearing kind of my own voice back to me in real life, but it's just through headphones and through a microphone, it's just different.
Yeah, it is different. Bumper Morgan's another one.
Oh, yeah, Bumper.
Bumper was great. Bumper also passed away. Yeah. I guess people die.
Well, the weird thing is you and I. I'm not going to say where we were because, but like three voiceover guys in a row. It was like I was like I don't want to don't right. suggest any friends that's to right. take that job.
I recall that.
It was like boom, boom, wow, boom. The third one did it. I'm like. Ooh. They were like, who do you suggest we get now? I'm
nobody.
Like, nobody. No one.
Well, I can think of this one guy. You probably just
listening. Here's Janet Jackson.
So Bumper would do, so he was a voiceover of a bunch of radio stations in America, but Y107 in Nashville.
Oh, I've already moved off of that. I was like, just looking. So go on.
But he would do an air shift on the weekends. He'd come in on Saturdays or Sundays and do a shift, and you would listen to him. You're like, oh my God, this is the guy.
Yeah.
It's weird because you're like, he's talking to a caller, and it sounds like, you know, oh, that's another one, Transformer guy.
Yeah, Peter Cullen. I looked him up, yeah.
Cullen.
We'll go to him in a moment. I want to hear a little Bumper.
Sunny and windy today, high 52. Right now it's 49 with Toby Gray.
So breathy.
Cape Cod's 101.1, 93.5, The Wave. Coming up in a couple minutes for your Righteous Brothers, ABBA.
Works on The Wave.
Temps.
Oh, really?
This is Robert Plant.
His produced stuff was so over the top and deep and big and bigger than life.
In the dark recesses of the earth, he is alive.
It's Bumper.
But now, driven by primitive compulsions, he awakens from his earthly grave and crawls.
I don't know about the rumor or not, but didn't he pitch down? Because he used to have these. He would pitch down slightly. He would read everything fast and then pitch it down.
That's a good, I don't
How
know.
Smart.
That's yeah,
smart.
So he would go, and then he would slow down and it sounded like he was just talking. I don't know if he really did or not.
I would believe it. I went to his house. I went to his house one time.
What?
Yeah, he was like, you want to go play? I called him one time. I was in Cookeville working on doing a radio shift, and he was doing a shift on Y107 in Nashville, and I called the request line, not even joking, and he answers, Y107. Like, I'm Derek. I do this radio thing. He goes, well, come on up. You come on over. We'll go play, racquetball. I'm like, I really don't want to play racquetball, but I would like to meet you. And so I met him, and it was cool, really cool.
I used to do that on my radio station that I was on when I was like 22, and I would get off work at midnight after just doing Pillow Talk, because I was on like the local.
Pillow Talk?
I was Pillow Talk before Delilah, and here I am 22, like, hey, it's Pillow Talk. and I would call the rock radio station on my way home to make requests, and he was like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I just got off work. Where'd you work at? I'm like, the other radio station. She's like, are you allowed to talk to me? And I go, I don't see why not. Like, they're all asleep because they're all old. That's why they made me do Pillow Talk. And so when I finally, like, I went to some show and I met the guy and I was like, yeah, I'm the girl that does Pillow Talk. He's like, oh my gosh. He's like, it's the craziest thing. He goes, I tell everybody that story of you're this girl. But you're like, yeah, I just played Dan Fogelberg and you play Rat.
Trying to get to, oh, come on. I thought it was going to be a little clip of Peter Cullen. They have all the ones where it's all the fake-like stuff.
Witness their capacity for courage. And though we are worlds apart, like us, there's more to them than meets the eye.
As Optimus?
I am Optimus Prime, and I send this message.
You know, it's a great... And it's... The Optimus Prime voice is perfect. Not only because it's from my childhood, because he was the guy, right? Wasn't he the voice of Optimus back in the day? Yeah.
Yes,
so he's like so perfect. But I mean, whenever you're watching the movies, it's this disembodied voice and you're like, there's no way that's human.
Yeah, right.
And even though he's still giant voice
taking
guy.
Taking refuge among the stars. We are here. We are waiting.
I'm humbled.
I mean, God.
I feel like it'd be so awkward too if I'm ever asked to go lower that I'm not sure. Like, I don't know that I have it in me
at this time of day.
Technically, because I'm not an actress.
Well, aren't you supposed to like kind of do this?
Yeah, you're
supposed to hunch a little bit and get squishy or something.
Yeah, and sometimes if I try to do different inflections or voices, I'll scrunch my lips in different ways or I'll leave my mouth hanging open. Like, I won't 100% close to try to get into whatever age range they're looking for or whatever the idea of the project is. But yeah. Those guys, I go, you're sitting in a room like, oh, I'm Optimus Prime. And I'm like, how do you not just start laughing out loud at yourself? Right? Because I'm not. But it's like an actor. Like, because I'm not an actor.
I always wanted to do cartoons. Like, yeah. I always thought that would have been great to do voiceovers. But the problem is we worked with a guy who did, and it was obnoxious.
Yeah.
And it was like the biggest turnoff. I'm like, man, there goes that dream, because I don't want to turn into that. It was terrible.
I don't want to become insufferable.
It was, yeah, and it just, I don't know.
It's all the time.
Yeah.
Just,
I mean, SpongeBob is great, but if you had to be around SpongeBob every day, you would hate SpongeBob.
Yeah. These guys also have kind of, they're kind of,
SpongeBob, by the way.
Yeah. I don't want to say they're like one-trick ponies, but they all kind of are one-trick pony-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just like varying degrees of deep and gravelly and, you know. But they can also, like, you notice Bumper, like, when he's talking, like, when he did the wave, you notice, like, he doesn't want to use the on the wave, so he goes, the wave. Like, he kind of goes up with it.
A little friendly.
Yeah, hey. But his voice is naturally so deep that he's really struggling to bring. Oh,
right.
Bob, I just thought of a guy.
Okay. Peter Thomas. One more taste of Peter Thomas while you're thinking.
600 million square miles of randomly segmented empty rooms.
Spider Harrison.
Oh, yeah, Spider!
Spider Harrison!
He's still alive. I know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He does like one of the...
he's on XM, I think.
Yeah, like he does one of the like 90s channels or whatever.
Oh, does he now? Well, he used to do the top 40. I guess he kind of aged out of that. But
he's got this weird hobble.
Yeah, he's got a little.
It's like one of the coolest voices you ever hear because I don't even know. Let me see.
It's like a Cosby character.
Here we go. Through the years, Spider was JJ Jammer. I don't even.
Okay. JJ.
Oh, it's just.
Oh, it's. I hate those.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He would. Like, he would just talk, and you'd be like, what in the world?
Here we go.
We can count on the best DJ.
How you doing, North America? It's Monica.
No. Oh, the internet. Internet, fail. Okay, one more try here. No. All right.
I got it.
No, wait. I found him. That's the one.
How did he become a DJ at a time?
No.
That was
a scene, which is an album like this in Miami. It was really boring. And I also worked, at the same time I worked at C on the weekend, I worked afternoons at in shoot.
Wow. Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I heard that voice, and somebody I don't think gets enough credit because we see him do a lot of TV work and not so much. Mike Rowe's voice is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mike Rowe is unbelievable. Yeah. I love his podcast.
So good. It's such a distinctive voice. Mike Rowe is one of the modern, really good voices.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm finding him, Bob.
I found some old FLZ stuff.
Going to be another nice day tomorrow. Sunshine high of 78.
Finally.
Right now it's 59 at 93.3 FLZ.
No? You never heard him?
I didn't. I heard back.
Yeah, he...
Hit Music Channel, 93.3 FLZ, just after 1 o'clock with Spider-Man and Fat Boy Slim on FLZ.
What I like the most about him is that most big voice guys are boring AF. I mean, it's true. Yeah. They just, because they've always had this, they've used their voice as a crutch. They've never had to really do anything because I've got a big, deep voice. And you don't have
well,
to,
also,
you don't
people
have to try.
Put words into their mouth.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. They've been reading and now gets.
I'm talking about even DJs, like just in general.
Yeah.
If they've got a deep voice, odds are they're going to have a dull personality.
Yep.
Most of the time.
Most.
Not everybody. But Spider was one of those guys with a gigantic voice who was all over the place. Like, he was just being crazy and whatever. Let's see if watch, it's going to be a deep voice only, boring. Come on, Spider.
93.3 FLZ, the hit music channel, with your final four tickets to this Saturday's semifinals. Evan, what are you doing, man? What you banging on there for? MJ and BJ have your chance to win them Friday morning.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
did he just
FLZ's
say MJ and BJ?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Wow. I was back. Jeez. Yeah. What a flamethrower that was. And that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. FLZ was.
FLZ crazy. Tampa was.
Back in the day.
That's a different
that
animal.
That was 99. God. Yeah. It was a different animal. Yeah. Especially when they were the power pig.
The power pig.
Power pig.
Who that would go up against?
Q105. Yeah. And they used to do the screw Q105 shirts.
It's just oh.
They had
a screw,
and it was in the Q105 logo, and they would give them out. Mm-hmm. And then they had like the little no Q105 shirts and whatever.
It's so funny when I hear those old radio stories about the fights between stations.
I miss it so much. The problem is everybody's owned by the same people now.
Yeah. There was one.
Well, there's no one to fight with.
The last station I was at, they were telling me a story back in the day that some of the two rock stations got so competitive with each other. There was a plan in place, and I forget who was going to do it to who, that they had literally procured cocaine with the idea that they were going to plant it in the rival station vehicle.
And then call
and
the
then
cops?
Call the cops to get like to get the legal quagmire, to get the... what do you call it? Like, just press out of it, the negative press and all that. And I was like, are y'all serious? I'm like, and then here's
you're
me.
You're going to waste that cocaine?
Okay. I turn into, I'm like, why don't we all just get along? I'm like, this business is hard enough.
Oh my God. No, that was,
I know,
back was, in the day, oh. It was our job to hate the people that were on other radio stations.
Oh, I had to go to a festival that also was where it was a meetup for all the radio people. And the two guys from my rival station, they show up with their beards and their hoodies. And I'm just there like little Susie Sunshine, like, it's fine. I play Avenged Sevenfold. How are you? And I just went up to him and I'm like, hey, look, this isn't my fight. I'm just saying, because they're just glaring at me in the corner. I'm like, I don't even know who you guys are, but we know the same people. And there's six of us. Like, just you can hate the morning guys. I don't care. But like, I'm just over here. Please don't hit me. I'm a girl. Like, you know.
It was weird, the glaring and all that. We would be at events, and it was like, you know, you'd have their booth or their tent was right by our booth and our tent. And so you had to be more obnoxious and more loud and more whatever.
You had to fight for positions.
It's, if you ever wonder, if you watch Anchorman and you see when the TV stations and do have the alley fight, that's where that comes from.
Yeah.
That's a basically that started radio. And I guess it goes different to TV. I've never
Maybe in that era, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, because that was kind of based in the 70s.
Yeah, it was so great. I mean, that really, the way that everybody hated each other in Anchorman is exactly the way radio used to be.
In the last 10 years, like it's not even that old. Yeah. So a guy I worked for, our rival station, they got the live interview with the band that was going to be performing at the fair later. And we didn't. And so he's calling up the label guy going, we're pulling all your music.
Oh, I know.
Right. And then, but I'm the one that does music. And because you just deleted it out of the system, you've left me with, like, you've just made my job harder, bro. And I'm like, really? Because of 5 minutes on the,
no one cares.
And I just me going, hi, voice of reason over here. Could you not screw up my programs? But yeah, that's the point, that even it's still that there's still people that feel that way, that still have the chips on their shoulder or whatever.
I still feel that way. if you're against us on the radio,
sabotaging people, that's, you know.
We're not.
Oh, I don't know what y'all are up to. I'm over here playing peacemaker. It's fine.
I absolutely have. And I absolutely will. Just saying.
Y'all, I'm the one.
There's
I'm just,
nothing out of the realm of possibilities.
I'm waiting for y'all to come home from battle. I'll have the apple pie and some
tea. One day, when we wrap up this radio ride, we're going to share
Betsy Ross sewing a flag.
She'll have Rice Krispie treats waiting.
Welcome back, boys. How was the fight?
Would you like some pie?
I'm Penelope unweaving, like, you know, no, my suitors will stay at bay until Big D and Bubba come back.
It's going to be the best podcast.
Oh, wait, we missed, I'm sorry, one more.
What?
I'm sorry, one more.
Okay.
And shame on us for not saying it sooner. Our friend, who is the voice of the CMAs for...
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, then we didn't go down every list. I mean, you know, like, yeah, Willard, do you want to go with John here?
Yeah.
I'll throw out some John.
Yeah. I'll just go. It's just
And also, I would like to...
To me, he's one of the greats.
Yeah, well, for sure. For sure. I mean, John was the... He was the voice of an entire generation, and still is, really.
He spent 2 hours talking with me about voice work. Didn't have to. I just reached out to him on Facebook, and he loves you guys. I'm just like, oh, that's right, you're with Big D and Bubba. He's like, call me. Let's talk.
Call him every so often, check in. I haven't talked to him in a while, but... So good. Yeah, he's one of those people that just is so accessible and all that, and here's John doing the Lord's Prayer.
Oh.
Trying to...
Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
I was having breakfast with him one time in a hotel lobby and at a little restaurant there, and he was at the time doing the promos for CNN, like tonight on Larry King talks with blah 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 such and such, and the waitress comes up and the TV is kind of on a little bit and he's talking on TV and also ordering at the same time. And I was like, do you know that's the same guy talking on the thing? That's him right here. You're about to give an omelet to. And she was like, I don't care.
Didn't he do WCW as well?
Movies like The Searchers and Kelly's Heroes.
TCM.
TCM's greatest classic film collection. Perfect for Father's Day at a great price. Available at TCM.com.
He does a lot of country stations. He does her Baton Rouge, the Tiger. Yeah,
so good.
He's on a bunch of our stations. Fantastic. Yes. Big shout out to Dave.
That's right, David Angel.
David Angel, who has been the voice of our show forever. And here's a little great back story. I met Dave when I moved to Guam. He was the afternoon guy, and he was the coolest dude ever because I show up to Guam. I'm like this 18-year-old kid, and here he is. He's like, 35, 40 years old. He works in the afternoon, but every morning he would go surfing, or he would take his bicycle and go all the way around the island in a day. Still gets on his bike and rides 100 miles on a Saturday, just for fun. I'm like, dude, you're legendary status, and he has a big giant voice.
You know what I like about his voice is that it's approachable. It's kind of goofy at times, but and no one really sounds like him.
Yeah.
And it matches the show, and we could also clear him in all the markets.
Yeah.
Which was nice.
12 times regional qualifiers. It's the Big D and Bubba Show.
That's the best. 12 time regional qualifiers. That's the best. Oh. Big D and Bubba, state champs.
Dude, we have a whole series of those, and they're just so great. I love it.
More American than an eagle perched on Chuck Norris's shoulder. It's Big D and Bubba. Congratulations to Big D and Bubba, employees of the year.
So great.
Thank you, David. All right. Are we about done? That was fun. That was really, really, really fun.
That was a just for us.
That was totally just for us, all the other radio people.
Jelly roll.
And that's how it all started. YouTube is full circle. Yeah.
Stick around. After the closing jingle, for those of you, again, who are listening on a podcast app, you're going to get the Keith Urban and Parker McCollum interviews.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Jelly Roll with the podcast.
Keith Urban has a new album out. It's called Hi. And so we say hi. It's spelled differently, though.
Hi.
Hi, Keith.
Hi.
Hi. The album is H-I-G-H.
I got a t-shirt that says I got high with Keith Urban.
Oh, that's nice.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. You might have a couple of times. I don't remember.
I remember the interview. You're seeing James Taylor. So he goes, I honestly don't remember like 20 years of my life. I was like, wow. Yeah.
Sometimes that's probably a good thing.
Yes, for some people, I guess it is. Yeah. So what's up with this album? I love that Carson listened to it and was like, she's like kind of over the moon.
She's
on
been
this
bragging one. About it for like weeks now.
Yeah, it's
it really thanks, Carson.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
So it's kind of a you're kind of move. You do anything differently in this album?
I don't think. I mean, I don't even. I wouldn't even know how to describe what different might be with me. You know. I mean, it's all, every record is its own thing. So, I look for just capturing who I am right yeah. now. You know?
I love Go Home With You. That's so fun.
Thanks.
You and Lainey sound so good together. And I love, like, the whole party vibe, like the whole karaoke thing in the video. It's awesome.
Oh, it's fun. It's fun.
Thank you. Yeah, we had fun doing that. We couldn't get a day where Lainey and I were going to be in the same place at the same time. So I said, I've got another idea of how to get us in the video together.
That's
how we did it.
That's creative.
Wait, so you guys weren't there together at the same time?
We were at the CMA Fest performance together on stage, and I'm like, I'm gonna have to somehow figure out how to use this within the video.
Yes.
Oh. Mm. Okay. Well, that I was like, but when I saw the video, you two were both there. Now it makes
yep.
sense.
It's lemonade.
It's how it's made. The album is called the new album is called High, and it is out. Take it for what you want. It's kind of nice. You can say
take
high
it for what you want. I love it.
Yeah, take
That's it.
Yeah, yeah. You take it. You can be high in all kinds of different ways.
And when you get the album, right. you can say I got high.
Yeah,
that's
I got
it.
High.
Yeah, that's it.
So if you. You know, there's a lot of, you see a lot of stuff with the different artists. I know you have this thing that you're doing with, that Lainey is on.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like that we're seeing more collaborations in music, country music. Am I the only one who
We've
sees
We've always
that?
Done it, but it seems like it's been rampant lately.
Do you feel yeah.
Not in a bad way, but it's just happening more.
Yeah. But, I mean, for me, it's always been about just compatibility as artists and particularly the, you know, voices. And, you know, when I heard Lainey a few years ago, I just loved her voice, and I thought I'd love to sing something with her if we can find something. And I thought we'd maybe write something, but Go Home With You was already written and turned out to be such a great song for her to do.
Yeah, it's one of these the songs that you're like, oh, sometimes they just don't work. That yeah, you guys do. And I think that's a real testament to talent on both of your parts of being able to adjust and make each other sound complementary.
It's kind of the way Clint Black and Wynonna complemented each other.
Yep.
Because as individuals, you're very distinct.
Yeah.
But then you say, there's no way that's going to work. And then it's like, it did. Mm. And it was wonderful.
It's chocolate and peanut butter.
Yeah.
Chocolate and peanut what? Butter.
Chocolate and peanut butter.
Yeah.
It's
an American thing.
It's an American thing. It's like Vegemite.
Vegemite and bread.
And crickets.
I knew you were going to sound like
it's fairy bread.
Harrison.
I have a duo that I'm going to play from 2020. It was right in the middle of all the lockdowns. There was this cute little couple in the starlight doing a little ditty. If I can get this to play.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
And, of course, it's not going to play.
Yeah, look at you. How do the pros do this?
I don't know.
We don't know.
I know. You know, we never went to school for this, Keith.
Yeah.
That was the thing. We're just dorks.
Figure it out as I go.
Oh, man. Well, here we go.
Oh, here it is.
I bring the magic. I bring the lights.
It's Keith and Nicole.
I'll make you a star.
Just happy as can be in the middle of the world falling apart around us. I just like that, man. I love like all the little behind the scenes stuff that when we get a glimpse of your lives and stuff, it's like so. I don't know. I don't want to say intimate, but it's just cool.
No, it's adorable, is what
it is. Adorable.
It's adorable.
That's the word.
You guys like Christmas?
Yes, Christmas is the best.
It is an anxiety ridden because it's become that, hasn't it? In a lot of ways, you're like.
Well,
a lot of stress.
I would like to say your lights were nice, but they're all white. You need to have some colored lights because colored lights are Christmas. White lights are landscaping.
Just hang up now.
Keith, it's been great.
Keith,
you
go
come to the
run.
Country club
run
any
away.
Time of the year. It's all white lights. God. Put up the Christmas colors.
Jeez, for real.
Wow. What Pandora's box did we just open?
I don't know.
This is the problem. My brain is so messed up.
Don't even know, Keith.
Do you have colored lights in your brain, or are they just white?
Oh, no, they're all colored. It's like.
And the wires are being chewed through by mice. It's a mess.
Sounds like my brain.
Kind of full, lots of sap.
Yeah. I think I got lasers and lava lamps in my
brain. Yes, me too.
You guys probably see each other at the meetings, I'm sure. It's good to see you again, Keith. Hey, you too.
Hi, Keith.
Hey, Baba.
Like Ren and Stimpy all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Hi, Keith.
Anky.
Hey, Bubba. Hey,
Keith Urban has a new album out, by the way. It's called High. I think we all
you guys
are high.
All sound high right now. Yeah,
H-I-G-H, high. Keith Urban. K-E-I-T-H, Urban. Check it out. Keith, we love you. We'll talk to you
love
soon.
Love you too, Big D. All thanks, man. Bubba.
Take later. Care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Parker McCollum. What up, boy?
How we doing? Big D and Bubba, how we feeling? Good morning.
Good, man. I'm enjoying. I can tell you something. If you didn't sing, you're a great singer and all that, and great. I get all that, artist stuff. But if you ever want to get out of music, you should go into sports commentating. I love watching your Twitter feed on all your your take on mainly the Astros, I think, right?
A lot of Astros tweets, a lot of frustration there, but a lot of positive tweets too. Let's make sure we shine light on that too. I try to be fair now. I try to be honest. I try to be fair.
Have they ever reached out to you like, hey man, what gives?
The Astros really have, man. I mean, they ask me to come do stuff at the games all the time, but I'm pretty bad luck in playoff games, so I always respectfully decline because I can't afford to go. And both I went to an ALCS game and a World Series game in I think 2022.
Yeah.
We got absolutely smoked, okay. Obliterated in the first three innings of both games.
But, Parker, there is something here. If you are truly bad luck in the postseason, why don't you start targeting, like, teams that you want to knock out? And you go and you do, like, the anthem or something.
Oh, that's a good point.
Well, I would have to predict that if I wanted the team to lose and I went to the game, they would probably win.
Yeah, that's the bad thing.
And I don't know if this bad luck thing is legit, but I can't afford to test it. I can't go to a playoff game and see if it's real with the Astros because I can't risk.
Yeah, stakes are too high.
I get that. It's like the Madden curse, but the McCollum curse.
That's right.
But I've gotten in a little trouble with the Texans. They actually came to one of my shows and made me read on video all of my mean tweets over the past few years about the football team.
That's great. What a great spot. That's pretty great.
And again, they didn't bring up any of the positive tweets that I'd had over some of the good games that they had played. So I've been such a super fan of Houston sports my whole life, and I've kind of learned. I know a lot of the guys that play on the teams now, on the Texans and the Houstons and the Rockets. So. I try to dial it back a little bit because I know they're probably going to see them.
Yeah, they're friends.
I don't make any.
Yeah, they're friends now. Yeah. And isn't that weird that you are? Think about Parker in high school. Did you ever think that you would be able to text a player who plays professional sports, especially one you love?
No, it's kind of wild. I talk with Alex Bregman a little bit, talk with Jimmy Butler a little bit. A couple of my buddies have played for the Texans. My buddy Reed Shepard just got drafted in the first round by the Rockets this year.
Nice.
So I'm sure they see my tweets and they're like, yo, is this real? And I'm just like, this is real, brother. I've loved this team longer than you've played for them. So,
And I will love them when you're gone.
Yeah, love them when you're gone. That's right. Parker McCollum joining us. The new song is out. It's called What Kind of Man? I guess it was somebody uploaded on YouTube or something the other day of you doing it in concert. And it is the feeling, I don't know, there's that energy of the crowd. It's not the best audio and stuff because someone's just got their phone or whatever. But I don't know, something comes through on those recordings when you are in concert. And you can tell that you love this song.
I do. I love the song, man. It's so hard for me to write songs that feel fun, that aren't cheesy. I feel like the best songs that I've written are very ballady, heartbreak, terrible, love going terribly wrong songs. And this one, it's a shuffle and it feels fun, but it's not cliche or anything.
Yeah.
So I think it's really honest and it's very super real and authentic. So that's a tough recipe for me to master. And every now and then I'm able to kind of make those two things meet. And so I get excited when it does.
When I hear What Kind of Man, I always think back to the first time we met you and you were telling us how your dad and you talk nearly every day, if not every day. And he's always like, hey, are you doing this? And you're doing that. And he's kind of basically, even though you guys are apart, He was keeping you in check, like, hey, look, don't forget where you came from. It's mm-hmm. our family name out there. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you respect the name and represent us well.
I mean, it's always top of mind, guys. I mean, I can't be more serious sincere when I say I think about it all the time. Man, I think about the way that I get out of my truck when I pull up somewhere, the way I walk into a room, when I walk out on stage, if I'm on television, whatever the case is. You know, even when I walk into his house, you know, I want to, you know, chest out and a great attitude and a positive attitude and always want him to know that I'm working really, really hard and that, you know, I've got, you know, our family's reputation, you know, kind of beaming off of me everywhere I go. And I'm serious. I keep it top of mind, man. And I hope that I'm always representing that well.
I wish more people would do that. I mean, because we do. We're not just representing ourselves when we go out in public. And that's whether you're famous or you work at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. You're still representing your entire family, your upbringing, your raising. And we are a reflection of our parents. And we need to always remember that.
For sure. And this song is a great reflection of Parker McCollum. It's called What Kind of Man? And Parker McCollum and a little swing, a shuffle rather. What is the timing on that? Because like we're used to like songs with like a bump 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 bump. What is the mathematical thing of a shuffle?
Oh, dude, I have no idea. I mean, okay. I have no musical literacy. right. I have no musical education. I actually dropped out of music theory the second day of my senior year because I was supposed to have early release and they messed my schedule up.
Uh huh. He said no.
And so that's probably, yeah. You know, I could read music really well when I took orchestra as a kid. And then when that was no longer cool and playing football and sports was cool, I started focusing on that. But I was still, you know, always playing guitar and trying to learn how to play guitar, harmonica, write songs, sing. And so I have no idea. You know, it's kind of my struggle in the studio. I really don't have the correct vocabulary to, you know, explain what I'm hearing in my head and what I'm trying to get something to sound like. Luckily, my new producer, Frank Liddell, really, you know, has a kind of a unique way of understanding what I'm trying to get across. But, you know, I actually asked ChatGPT when the last time there was a shuffle on country radio, and it said 32 years.
It's been a while.
I had predicted 10 to 15, so I'm not sure if ChatGPT is correct on that.
Still, it's been a while. It's been a while. And that's why the song...
It's got to be a while.
It's why the song has that kind of... you know what almost kind of sounds like to me? This is a real stretch. Kind of reminds me of the... Merry Christmas from the whole family. What's who sings?
Oh, yeah.
Robert O'Keefe.
Yeah, Robert O'Keefe. It sounds very... I don't know. It kind of has that... feeling, it kind of sounded like a little bit of it. I don't
just
know.
Just sawdust on the floor and let's go.
Any time that something that I write or sing makes somebody think of anything Robert O'Keefe, that's a massive win for me. So huge, I appreciate that.
Huge win. Parker McCollum, the new one is called What Kind of Man. You can check him out online too. Parker McCollum on Instagram. And by the way, also congratulations on the CMA Song of the Year nomination with Burn It Down. The one and only Thanks, Parker guys. McCollum. Make sure you follow him on Twitter. Good sports content
who
that he does.
Who backflips a triple?
Who backflips a triple? You know who. Parker, we love you, man. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time.
See you, man.